Welcome to Animation Damnation, loyal Patreon subscribers. This month's selection. I should say, by the way, I'm Andrew Jupin, joined by the whole gang, Christopher Cabin, Steven Sadek, Eric Siska. We're here talking about The Adventures of Puss in Boots, the episode in question, Brothers. Original drop date, because it's Netflix, January the 16th, 2015. This show's stupid.
Six seasons.
I can't believe it. So they canceled it or something. Right?
I mean, they just probably stopped doing it.
Well, isn't that the same thing?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess that's true.
I mean, it was like six seasons from like 2015 to 2018 or something like that. They really fucking packed these things in, man.
That's a cartoon. And now they have Boss Baby, so they can just put six seasons on that.
Yep, they just jump
like that until the next big craze shows up.
And the Puss in Boots movie was in 2011, by the way.
Yes, it was.
I watched a video this morning of Antonio Banderas at the cat premiere of the Puss in Boots movie.
What's a cat premiere?
Well, it was a publicity stunt where it was like, it is me, Antonio Banderas, here with all of these cats to watch my new movie, Puss in Boots. And it's like him in this movie theater with all these cats with real D glasses on.
Oh, that's dumb.
It's like 1 minute long. It's like, all right, guys, let's enjoy the movie. And I kind of want to be...
We stapled these glasses onto these cats. Yes, we are. The only real evil left.
By the way, going with all of the Shrek movies being terribly inappropriate with sex shit, the Puss in Boots movie does have a very major prison rape joke.
Oh, that's cool.
To an egg. The Humpty Dumpty is going to get raped in prison.
I'm going to get his yolk. You're going to be scrambled when I'm done with you.
Yeah, I mean, something like that, right? What is the joke, Kevin?
That's probably exactly the joke, yeah.
No, he's like, Humpty Dumpty says something about like, we could go in prison. You know what they do to eggs in there.
Oh, jeez. Actually, now that you say that, was that in the trailer?
No, you know what it was? John Oliver did an episode about prison, and he used that as an example of how
we stigmatize those jokes.
Mm.
So, yeah, this is a spinoff where he's in San Lorenzo.
Right.
What I like about this...
How it's basically Wakanda...
Yeah,
it's a city that's hidden from the rest of the world.
Oh, is it really?
That true?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Did you notice, like, they had some exterior...
Did
you ever notice how in the Puss in Boots cartoon...
Yeah, I do.
So, when they would have these, like, wider, like, high-angle shots of the city, it's just kind of like this circle of buildings, and then everything around it is just this weird desert.
Yeah.
It's like the city is invisible to the rest of the world.
And the episode after this, they do confirm that because a villain shows up, one of the big villains of this earth shows up and is like, she doesn't know where it is. And it turns out that wizard character that you see for 1 minute in this episode.
Oh, wow.
He is like, he's been hiding it kind of.
Turns out a wizard did it.
Yeah, that's right.
So are they under a dome? Is it like that?
No, I think it's like Wakanda. There's like a...
It is me and Dean kind of Norris under this dome.
Well, we got to mention that this is not Antonio Banderas doing the voice.
No, it's not to give credit. This is Eric Bauza, who's like... Eric Bauza has a life that I would love. He is an insanely successful voice actor.
That's it, man.
Just like...
Could you imagine
tons
being
of shit.
Successful at literally anything?
No, I can't.
I could not. I could not at all.
But what I was going to say, what I like about this is, you know what? Puss in Boots has a little cat girlfriend that he's trying to flirt with.
Yep.
That's great. It's not like him and some busty, sexy human woman for the dads. It's like literally like it's a cat. That cat should go with... Cats should lay with cats.
Right.
Lady.
Sure.
Turns out he's a pussy hound.
It's literally as explicit as like a John Ford. It's like My Darling Clementine. Like they just flirt. Like
yes,
there's no fucking involved.
It's so nice. It's refreshing after those rotten Shrek movies.
And Boss Baby, honestly, as far as fucking Netflix animated shows.
Are they that's right. on that?
That Boss Baby's horny for adult women.
And it's just like a lot of shit talk.
Yeah, there's a lot of, change my diaper.
We did an episode previously.
You like that.
On Animation Damnation.
Suck it.
We did.
Suck it.
So it's The Adventures of Puss in Boots. He's in this, I guess, which I did not know, a magical town hidden from everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just more adventures.
More town-centric adventures.
We're doing the opening is all these robberies are happening by this blur of black stuff.
It looks like a little like smoke trail.
Yeah,
or something.
You don't know what's happening. Yeah, people have
it's
stuff.
Kind of like, cute. Like, oh, barrels go away, and the town drunk in the barrels now just laying on the floor. A dude gets his mustache stolen.
There's a fucking take my wife, please, Joe.
Oh yeah, of course. Sure.
Where this guy smiles like, oh my, they took my wife. Hey,
yeah,
I can fuck a cat now.
No, please, no.
We never find out what happened to that wife.
Yes, a really good question. Yes.
I assume she was sold into some type of sexual slavery.
Yeah, for sure.
They throw with the rest of the Thanos stuff. and there's also, it begins with a man trying to fuck a bag of money.
Well, this is a weird, like, this dude doesn't trust the bank.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh, I want to sleep on my bag of coins.
Yeah, he's the beach bum, dude.
Oh, yeah, he definitely is, man. This is Moondog. This is Moondog Begins.
Hey, love man, it. I got this money here. oh, hey, Puss in Boots, man, I'm going to read you some of my poetry.
Better cartoon.
That's totally right.
You know, I know all three of you have seen that movie and all three of you like that movie. I don't know if I can handle it. I saw really? The trailer and I was like, maybe not for
that,
me.
That movie's great.
I went in without ever seeing the trailer, and I was just like,
"I just,
you know." You know what? At first, I was on your train. I was like, "Oh my dude, oh no, my dude!" And then, like by the end, it kind of charmed me.
Okay,
selling point: God tier Martin Lawrence.
Okay,
yeah, as good actually, as he will ever be.
I totally forgot about that. Yes, Martin Lawrence is excellent in that movie.
That's true.
Snoop Dogg is excellent in that movie. Isla Fisher is excellent in that movie.
Even Jimmy fucking Buffett comes out for this thing.
Well, Jimmy Buffett in an extended cameo. The beach bum fucking rules, man.
All right.
It's a good ass movie.
All right. All right. All right.
Did you like Spring Breakers?
I don't really go in for Harmony Korine. I didn't
watch
it.
That wasn't my question, but.
I didn't watch it.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No, I mean, that's what I mean. I didn't go in. I don't go into the theater.
I think I like The Beach Bum maybe more than Spring Breakers.
I think The Beach Bum is his best movie.
I think they're about equal for me. I liked them both quite a bit. Yeah.
Like the secret on screen for The Beach Bum. I mean, it's my own fault.
Listen, I'm sorry that I brought it up, but it just spoke to me while thinking about this sack of coins.
Honestly, I wouldn't put it past if Netflix wanted to do like an animated dog show with called Moondog.
I would watch a fucking Moondog cartoon
voiced by Matthew McConaughey.
Wasn't there an actual Moondog in like New York City who was like a Viking who did? There was like
Prague
a street
music.
Guy. No. Like just like a fucking
dude. You're thinking of the Naked Cowboy, man. He ran
no,
for president.
I'm not.
Chris, you just gave me a $1 million idea. This is how we get out of this rut that we're in right now.
Uh-huh.
Because this Eric Bauza fellow, they're
they're
like, oh, Eric, can you could do a good Antonio Banderas? Like, but yes, I can. And they're like, oh, here's fucking six seasons of garbage. We can be like this Moondog show comes out, we'll do the Matthew McConaughey. Matt's not gonna do it. Matt's busy.
Oh, absolutely.
That could be for us. If Jim Belushi ever gets a property, we could do the Jim Belushi thing.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like if there's a Cocoon cartoon that comes out, we could do the Brimley. This is our niche.
I picking think Eric, up the scraps for animated adaptation.
Eric absolutely. Would be a good for the Zac Efron character. I think really ideally.
By the way, I was just looking up Moondog, the actual poet and musician who was like a bum in New York City during like 1940s into 1972, and he wore a cloak and a horned helmet busking or selling music.
Yeah.
So like it was like
but he does look like a Viking.
Yeah, it's unrelated, but I think the name was kind of lifted.
Yeah, oh, that's interesting.
That would make sense if he's like homeless and selling his art like that. That makes
the Beach
sense.
Bum in theaters now.
So all these things go missing. Things are happening in San Lorenzo. Puss in Boots is in a bar drinking milk. That's adorable.
Well, that's his move.
I like the animation. I don't think the animation's bad. The animation might even be better than Shrek in some way.
Hard disagree here. This looked like a fucking shit arse video game.
You're out of your gourd.
I couldn't stand it. As
you
a matter of fact,
you know what? Your gourd is on the street right now. That's how far out of it you are.
I agree
that this animation was pretty solid.
Nope, I thought it was so shit ass that the opening scene where it's like clearly different animation
that I like better. I agree.
I thought that was cool,
the
and I was like
2D kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, and I had seen clips of this and stuff, so I knew it wasn't going to be that. But I was like, man, that would be cool if the show was just this.
I think it's good, but for all the wrong reasons.
Okay.
Because I think the cat does not look great. Like, when you don't get to see, like, the bristling of the hair, really. It's kind of just matted down.
Everyone jerks off about the bristling of the hair in cartoons. But, you watch any cartoon with hair, it's like, oh my God, look at you, all the individual bristles.
No, but I was just about to bring it up, Steve.
I know where Cabin's going with
this. Because there's the other side of the hair, which is the pig hair,
which
made me want to vomit
over. That's disgusting.
Everything in my house.
I don't need the pig hair. I don't need. I agree. I don't need
it's
the pig
so
hair.
It's so disgusting.
Well, you just want it like you want a shaved pig, like a nice shiny.
Yeah, because I like.
Pig.
Listen, man. Like
you
I
want
have
an oiled pig.
I have my understanding of cartoon pigs from Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
I don't need this fucking. I know that in the real
this
world,
ain't your
pigs,
mama's Looney Tunes.
I know Andrew, I'm hairless.
Yeah, that's what I needed to be. I need him to be like a smooth little bathtub toy.
I shaved for you, so now we can fuck how you like.
Oh my God,
dude, Eric, you are so disgusting.
Well, it's pork and pig, right?
Ba-dee. I got a Brazilian.
You're the one that has preference with pig hair. Let's start with there.
Absolutely. Hairless. What do I need to see this shit for?
Everybody forgets Porky Pig had a hairy ass, and we all know it.
No, you had no pants, my friend. Just that little jacket. So there is a pig that shows
Toby.
Up. Toby, who's this like towering pig, who's an orphan, who's a little kid pig? Question mark.
He's little. He's a little. He's a youthful, but he's like 6 feet tall.
Okay,
and he's got his midriff exposed because I was writing fan fiction about this. I was like, I think he was probably admired the music of Britney Spears because she had famously. The midriff exposed.
Oh, she was the one.
Well, it was everyone, but, you know.
Britney specifically.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
So you're saying this little kid pig, who's probably like 7 years old, was listening to Britney Spears in like 1997?
Yeah, of course.
Hit me, baby.
Exactly.
Oh, well done. Pig rock.
Pig pop.
Pig pop, exactly. So this
kid. Oh, man, ham-flavored soda.
And it's a trope. What?
Pig pop, dude. Ham flavored soda.
That reminds me of
very good.
When my dad on Christmas night made ham, when you put Pepsi on it, he told me put Pepsi on it, I vomited immediately. Seconds later. This is a trope you see a lot, which is like, I'm your number one fan, but I'm really fucking annoying.
Yep. This is throughout the history of storytelling,
yes.
I feel. Especially cartoons.
Yeah.
And, you know, Puss, you know, he likes to work alone, man.
Yeah.
First of all, this is why this is a problem.
Oh, my
this
old assassin days are over.
Right. Yeah. Now I'm sidled with Toby.
I have another contract. One more hit, and then I can get out of the business.
But that's why he doesn't want him around, man. It's a dangerous life. He knows that this pig's going to get roasted.
Yeah, he's like living this John Wick life where he takes these doubloons to these mysterious hotels.
Oh, no. I have to kill the president of the United States. When will this end?
Well, yes, I guess I'm back.
They killed my flea.
You know, I still never saw that part two.
I never saw part two either.
Part two is trash. I know I'm going to be dragged on the internet for saying that.
Bad things.
It doubles down entirely on like the whole like mythos of the hitman world, hitman hotel. Every other person in the world is a hitman.
Yeah.
And I just
well, where else are you going to go?
It's just
he already got revenge.
It's too much story. Like the first one is like known for its action scenes.
Yeah,
sure. The second one is like less action, more fucking world building, but it's not really that because it's just like characters you meet.
Uh-huh.
You don't really get outside enough.
Basically, like that movie is like John Wick being introduced to like hitman bureaucracy, and he's like, oh, cool paperwork.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, you want to get outside, Cab, in this third movie, he's riding a horse.
I mean, I
get into that.
I'm kind of excited for the third movie, even though I hated the second movie.
Maybe it's a return to form. That's always
That's what I hope.
Return to horse form.
So this kid's like, his girlfriend, whose name escapes me, is like, hey, you know, this kid really looks up to you. It would be cool if you helped him out. He's like, oh, all right. So he gives him this little badge. He's like, you're you're part of the secret society of fucking Puss in Boots. He's like, wow, cool. And he's like really annoying. And they annoyingly go off together and they're kind of finding out what happened to all this shit. And they get to nothing.
There is a Because this is like 22 minutes and we are scrambling to cover time.
Yeah, totally.
There's like this extended montage of Puss is interviewing people who have had things or people stolen from them or whatever. And Toby is doing like little like crime scene sketches or like mugshot sketches or whatever. And the gag every single time is he's just drawn a different picture of him and Puss hanging out.
Yeah.
But they do that like four times.
Sure.
And it just is eating that clock. Don't even worry
because
about
it. Because you, I mean, the whole point of this show is you're making
breakfast. Clock.
Yes. And you're making breakfast for your kids and they're fucking screeching at you.
Yep.
And it's like, here it is. This is the Puss in Boots show. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in the kitchen. Shut up.
Yeah, exactly. You just be in here and be made stupider for watching this.
And you know what? God bless you, Netflix, and your autoplay feature. So I don't have to come in here again until I serve you your dumb breakfast. We all grew up in a house like that, right?
So what if you go back to an iPad for comfort the rest of your life?
Man, I'll tell you what. I see families out at restaurants these days, and this is like the most fucking Andy Rooney thing I'll complain about for the month. But like... You just see these kids, they all have their own iPad, and they're just sitting there. And one, parents, I get it. It shuts them the fuck up.
Sure.
But at the same time, is that what's going on at home?
Oh, yeah.
Because if they have the iPads at home, that's a problem.
Also, I'll tell you, I'll do anything. In general? No, exactly. No,
anything?
My hat's off to all parents that have to deal with it. God bless you. Whatever gets you through fucking... Until these kids go to sleep, you're good to go.
I'm just saying, you're
aside
fucking,
from hitting, obviously.
You're raising some fucking socially fucked up kids.
See, the thing is, like, I always think like that, too. Like, oh, these kids should be reading books and looking out the window. But then it's like,
but you're at the dinner table.
I was raised with fucking Nintendies and
the
fucking
TVs.
Televisions.
You're not playing video games out at a restaurant.
It's just a different time.
Although, did you see that, like, now Applebee's has, like, those screens at the table?
Oh, Lord.
What? Are we at the airport?
Yes, something like that.
Nice.
Dude, I love that airports have these like little tablets with the menu, but then there's also like the games.
Yeah, totally.
Don't pretend like I'm doing anything else at that airport but eating terrible food and getting drunk.
What I love about that too
I need
is
your word search game.
Those tablets are just like, oh, have you gotten sick yet? Have you gotten a cold or a flu yet? Well, fucking touch this that 7,000 other people touched today. Like, no. You can't just tell someone you want whiskey. You got to fucking fiddle around on this fucking germ box.
And that is why you order with the knuckle.
Oh, knuckle order.
Knuckle orders, knuckle, dude.
That's how I don't have to pay. I knuckle order. Hey.
That's what I do when I go into the fucking 24-hour McDonald's across the street. Because you better believe I'm using that touchpad to order.
You giving a knuckle sandwich to that
guy?
The
old, like, pat, like, pushing the screen with my knuckle.
So moving along.
There's nothing
where
in this
to?
Episode, by
no,
the way.
No, I mean, basically,
absolutely
we kind of, like, realize... There's this one treasure that Puss in Boots is very concerned about. He locks up the treasure hall of San Lorenzo or whatever it's called.
Right.
And he's like, I'm going to put it in my boot. And if anyone touches it, I'm going to cut their fucking throat and wear their tongue as a hat.
That's right. This is Netflix. I can say fuck on the Puss in Boots cartoon.
Do you see the Punisher show? It's insane. The violence is insane. I am just, this is just a little bit.
Hey, has anybody caught season 2?
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's not as good as first season.
I was loving that first season.
First season's very good.
And
canceled forever.
So he's like, "Oh, cool." Then Toby gets whisked away by this shadow, and you're like, "Oh my god, what's a shadow?"
Right.
It happens to be this Ninja Turtle analog pig thing.
I can't believe this. I mean, right down to the different color masks.
And it's just these four pigs, and they're like, "Hey, it's us, bro. Remember when we were brothers?" And we used to pick on you, and now you're our friend. And he's like, oh, cool, I'm stupid. And it's like this thing of like, if you do us this favor, A, we'll be good to you. But by the way, we're the good guys. We promise we're good guys. And he's like, okay, that's cool. So they give this, and like, there's a whole bunch of fun stuff about the pigs, quote unquote fun.
Well, he gets excited and poops himself. That's
I got a note I was about to ask about.
Oh, I missed this.
I don't remember
what?
This. I've got a line written down here that says, "I poo when I'm tickled."
Yeah, the boys yes, are trying okay. to like get him, and then
I thought you were saying I miss like some turds hitting ground.
No. He just threatens that he might shit himself. A boy pig.
Well, that's the SADC maneuver. Yeah, step away, I might shit my pants on you.
Yes, but I mean, anyway, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Hogs come and get him, and they're like,
"This is very much a ripoff of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles."
They have the name Dom. Donatello, sure. Brandt,
yeah.
Chad, and Lamar. Yeah. You couldn't have gotten like you know. I'm gonna give you a little bit for ripping off TMNT.
Yeah,
you could have just used the names.
Yeah,
like or, Chad and Lamar. What the?
Or do like a fun little thing where it's like, hey, I'm Paul. He's Ringo. He's John.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. Play it off something else.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, use a fucking like. If you're in the writer's room, like, hey, what if we did anything? Like, no,
what if we tried?
What if we even tried?
Hey, writer's room, what if we tried?
Anyone hate the name Brent? No? All right, it's in the script.
By the way, that's lunch, everybody.
We've got a week to churn out 2 seasons of this thing, so eat quick, boys.
I don't know, Lamont, is that something?
No, but Lamar is.
Oh, sorry.
What was the, remember that... Animation Damnation from ages ago at this point. We covered an episode of Ninja Turtles where they hang out with like a group of tubular frogs that are kind of the same.
Oh, right, yeah.
What were their names? Anybody remember? No.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Frogs.
No, they should have been named after like the Beach Boys.
Well, they
were
like hill folk, I think. They were all like,
oh, they're hillbillies? Yeah, I thought they were down in Florida.
Yeah, they were surfer frogs, I apologize.
That's right. That's why I guess I was thinking they were like Beach Boys
that'd
or something.
That'd be fun.
Right. Mike loved the frog.
Yikes.
So he's like, if you get this key from Puss in Boots, will be your best friend, and also we're good guys.
Right.
By the way, here's this drug you have to slip in his drink and roofie this cat.
What is it with the Shrek franchise and just fucking drugging people?
It's a great question.
Like, we just recorded the episode on Shrek 2. There's 2 different plot lines in that movie with someone drugging someone else.
It's a very creepy franchise, you know? It's all about, like, knocking people out, usually women, and then... seeing what happens after that.
Animal and fantastical creature sex.
Yeah. Speaking of the Shrek world, Chris Cabin, you clearly have watched more of this show.
I have indeed.
Are they acknowledging Shrek at any point?
I think in the first episode, there's a passing reference.
Like, I got kicked out of Far, Far Away. I slept with Fiona.
That is a good thing to point out, that this takes place in the Shrekiverse, the greater Shrek Empire.
And SCU, by the way. Shrek's Empire.
Oh, of course.
And the whole thing, I mean, the arc of the thing is that, is he going to stay here and this is where he's going to be domestic, or will he go out and be an adventurer again?
Oh.
Well, I had to leave Far, Far Away because Shrek died on the toilet and everyone thought that was me, but it wasn't. I promise I did not kill my best friend.
He was eating a peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Oh man, Shrek the Last Days.
Oh, he used to shoot at the television. Every day I would have to inject him with drugs. He was too fat to do it himself.
I'm going to take a voyage to Shitland, which is a world just a house full of Shrek memorabilia.
You know, this might be a hot take, but like Elvis had it figured out, dude. Like, just fucking feed me garbage, inject me with drugs because I'm too fucking fat and lazy to do it myself.
Take advantage of me financially.
Sure, you know what?
Yep.
Meet Nixon.
Who gives a shit?
I wish I was hanger-on rich. If I could have some hangers-on.
Exactly. Wouldn't that be bliss?
Oh, yeah. All right, maybe not those guys.
Yeah, you would want a turtle.
We're the fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Hogs. I'm E, this is Turtle. That's fucking drama, and that's Vinny. That's a joke.
That might be a joke.
That is a joke.
That would be a hilarious joke.
So, he drugs.
Well, the saddest thing in this episode.
Please.
I was like, devastated is a strong word.
Sure.
But I was made a little melancholy here. Like, it turns out that Puss feels really bad that this fucking challenged pig was kidnapped. And he's put up like missing posters all over the town.
Yeah, he did.
And he's like super sad about it. And I was like, oh man, am I getting bummed out by this fucking cat cartoon? Son of a bitch!
Sounds like it were.
This is also pretty funny because like Puss does not understand these emotions, so he's like, am I dying? Like, what is this feeling? And like someone else is like, oh, I think you just miss him. And he's like, oh my God, that's even worse.
I want to kill myself now.
That I'm a hired killer. I cannot afford to have empathy.
Then Toby goes, like, oh, I'm so glad you're here. And he's like, let's drink to our health, Puss in Boots.
Hey, Puss, let's drink some milk.
And he
puts, yay!
And he gets like waste. It's kind of, we get some drunk Puss in Boots. I do think Eric Bauza does.
He does. Fun. He does.
He's
a good
having
job.
Fun in this.
Moondog, he's like singing.
Moondog put some beer in that milk for the.
Oh cow. Yeah, don't. Oh right. Sorry. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Fucking Beach Bum is an awesome movie.
And he's like, he starts singing, and he's like really wasted, and like.
There's a gag where like some dude is yelling it like, "Do you know what time it is?" It's like, man, not here, not in this movie, this show.
And while he's passed out, they take the key, they go to the storage locker or whatever the hell you want to call it.
It's a museum, I think.
A museum, and now we have the Infinity Gauntlet? Question mark.
Yeah, I don't know what this fucking thing.
It looks
the
just like it.
Gauntlet of Kiroteka.
And this is like 2016 or something?
2015.
I mean, so like They were jumping ahead, but I mean, that thing existed in. So it's
you saw it before for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like in comics and stuff. Like that's what they're drawing from. It's like, okay.
I think they also had introduced it in the MCU by then, and they had just.
Because when was that first Guardians? Isn't that where you saw it at the Stinger or that?
That's 2014, I think, yeah.
I mean, it looks exactly like it and kind of does similar things, which is very weird for this show.
Well, if you mean it's ill-defined, then you're right, because that's what it is in both of those things. Because it's like, it just like zaps people.
Right, yeah, it's got like little laser.
So like they kind of, he steals it, Puss in Boots tracks them down to the desert, which is where they're hanging out.
Right.
And I don't know if this is in the dome or outside the dome.
I think it's just like a weird cursed earth situation.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, no, there's a sandworm that's going to get him.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like
dude.
This episode could have used more conflict than just these Ninja Turtle knockoffs. Like, there should have been, like, the captain of the city watch, who was kind of like Shredder or something, you know?
There's a news reporter cat named April O'Tales or something.
Lean into it hard. Yeah. Is what I'm saying.
There's some line around here. So like Puss in Boots like goes out there and there's going to be like a rumble with these pigs. And the pigs have, I think it's one of the pigs has the line, stay and enjoy the gun show.
Yeah.
And like they all flex, which is fucking stupid.
It's a dumb
stupid
thing.
Ninja Turtle pigs.
Toby at this point realizes that they're not good pigs after all.
Right.
And Puss in Boots is in trouble. So he flips on him. You know, that's a big moment.
And he tries to like interfere, but he fucks it up because this is just like your classic cartoon, like stupid character.
Exactly.
And he tries to like bum rush them. It doesn't work. And he like dirk, like hits his head against a rock and like causes a little avalanche to happen. And all these pigs are crushed by these boulders, by the way. I don't know how they all survive. It's crazy.
Well, he gets the gauntlet himself. He starts zapping everybody.
He starts doing that too.
Yeah, right. It's like,
it falls onto Puss completely. It covers his entire body.
This was kind of laughed at this.
Yeah.
He's like inside the entire gauntlet. It's like stuck on his head.
It's adorable.
And it shoots off.
It's an adorable character design. I'm sorry, guys.
It is. That's the thing. It's like I thought I would hate this, but it's like, oh, Puss in Boots.
Yeah, he's like,
oh, he's in trouble.
Oh, little kitty man.
I am sad to say I laughed at something from this.
What'd you laugh at? What,
one of the pigs says, I smell of lunch meat.
Yeah, that was a good gag.
And it's like, you know, they win, and he's like, oh, Toby, you're my number one guy. Which is kind of the end. I don't know if Toby turns into a character or not.
I think he's around. There's a weird, because like the whole episode is Toby's
God,
like,
damn, I can't handle a bunch more of that.
No way.
Toby, gun.
He's like all like, oh, you know, Puss, we're best friends. You're my best friend. It's like the end of this episode, like they've had the falling out and they've come back together. And Toby's like, so cool, Puss, like you're my friend. He's like, no, a best friend.
Yeah.
And then they just like cleanly walk off into the sunset because it's 22 minutes.
Kissing cousin.
I was going to say, you're signing your death warrant doing that. I'm telling just, this fucking weirdo that you're his best friend.
That's the thing. You're sidled with him forever.
So I'm just saying, I think there's some pretty good Antonio Banderas impressions floating around on all four of us. So I think, like, you know, obviously Netflix has done making this. If Crackle wants to pick this up, We'll take Crackle money.
Or maybe like they do like a Life Itself animated show.
Oh yeah, or I could do the Nasonex.
Oh, wow. How did the Nasonex B not get his own series? That's the question.
That Someone question. Is stuffed up. I've got to help them.
Because you got Jim Varney as Ernest P. World, who then jumps over that barrier of commercials into television shows. Sure. And
he conquered
films.
The world.
You don't see that happening anymore with advertising characters like like the Nason XB or
Shaquille O'Neal's best friend, the General.
The General.
Oh, man, the Adventures of the General.
Blob or the fucking...
The Mucinex fucking family would be perfect.
Well, that's
those
TJ
guys
Miller,
would be the villains.
So it's already canceled.
Get somebody in there.
The Charmin Diarrhea Bears. Like,
could you imagine a world... The Diarrhea Bears would be a great franchise. But like, I was thinking about this recently. Like, Ernest, like, could you imagine like Flo from Progressive or Jan from Toyota fucking having a feature film?
Who the fuck is Jan from Toyota?
That's the one. That's just the Toyota lady who's in a red shirt all the time.
Yeah.
Oh.
She's like nice.
Oh.
She's
just like
she's got nice... no character.
No, she doesn't.
I hate that fucking flow.
Yeah.
I'll never get Progressive insurance because I hate that shit.
Dude,
so
that
much.
Lady is gonna fuck. Or that lady's house is made out of gold.
The Geico lizard, for example.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we tried this.
The
caveman. Fucking caveman had a sitcom.
You're fucking right. And it fucking it salted the earth.
Yeah. It killed so many opportunities.
Yeah, Flo is like, oh, fuck those goddamn cavemen.
Well, everybody's forgetting, obviously, the first one of all of this was Doing It With Dave, which was Dave Thomas's sitcom. And he would just come out and tell you about hamburgers for 30 minutes.
Fuck, I'd watch that. Right, all 12 seasons.
He has sex with you, and then he gives you a hamburger. He's like, thanks for coming on Doing It With Dave.
It's all D-list celebrities.
Doing It With Dave.
Did that work for you? It worked for me. Here's a fucking square hamburger. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I don't know if you came, but I did. Fuck off. Pull up to the second window.
It's a very ungenerous lover.
Well, I pull out of your second window.
He's a very ungenerous lover, that Dave Thomas.
Oh, yeah, he was famously selfish in bed.
I mean, but who is Wendy's mother? That's the question.
She was adopted.
Oh, she was adopted? Wait, is that canon? Yeah,
Dave Thomas was a big advocate for adoption because his daughter Wendy that he named the franchise after was adopted.
He had a Sun-Yi kind of relationship with her.
I don't believe that to be true in the slightest. Do not besmirch the memory
you know what?
Of
that's probably wrong, but it's weird,
definitely
isn't
wrong.
It, that a sex guy adopted again. Anyway.
Making him a sex guy in this bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He was just a genteel hamburger magnate.
Now we're in fucking mascot town, and this episode is now going to be 90 minutes because I need to ask you.
Ronald McDonald's.
No, did the Dunkin' Donuts time to make the donuts guy? You think he's spinning in his grave now we're just down to Dunkin'?
I'll tell you what I know about that guy. That guy made the fucking donut, the holes in the donuts. You don't want to know how he made those. You do not want to know how he made those holes.
I feel
in the
like
donuts.
That dude's pissed off at the direction Dunkin' Donuts has gone.
Yeah, of course. Time to make the donuts. We're not even waiting for the donuts.
Is the Micro Machines guy dead?
Oh, he has to
well,
be.
Well, no, that's
what
that
Micro Machines guy.
You don't remember the
Micro Machines guy?
What?
The Micro Machines. Talking fast. I kind of look like Mean Gene Okerlund. Micro Machines. Micro Machines. Micro Machines.
Yeah.
Well, that's the Dunkin' Donuts guy is probably spinning his grave because the Micro Machines guy killed him.
Oh yeah,
can't have two guys that look like that.
Yeah, that's
on TV at the same time.
All right, kids listening, there was once a toy called Micro Machines.
Micro Machines guy is still alive.
Oh, good for him.
Allegedly.
Dude, if you Google,
yeah, because he put the Dunkin' Donuts guy in the grave.
John Moshita Jr., also known as Motor Mouth John Moshita.
That's right, because he talks really fast. Micro Machines, Micro Machines, Micro Machines.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah, still alive. Now I'm going to look up the Dunkin' Donuts guy.
Oh,
man,
he's
the internet.
Dead.
No, I know he's dead.
Well, I
mourned.
But I want to know like the time of death. So this is very good.
Oh, my God.
Don't tell me he's alive. Don't you fucking dare tell me he's alive.
No, he's been dead for almost 15 years. But, oh, man, he died on Christmas Eve.
Oh, no.
How fucking sad.
Well, you think he was visited by any ghosts that night?
Oh, and that's what did him in?
Imagine, like, Ebenezer is being visited by these ghosts, and he's just like, oh, my God, a fucking ghost! And he has a heart attack and dies.
Apparently. So this guy's name was Michael Vale.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. His last words were tied to make the donuts.
Better
than
Michael
Vick.
He's
just known as the Dunkin' Donuts guy, right? But Wikipedia is telling me. This character was named Fred the Baker.
Oh, nice.
Fred the Baker. Is there like a storyline of Fred the Baker on this Wikipedia?
I don't think so.
It was he served in Vietnam, two tours.
He actually served in World War II.
Oh, good for him.
Goddamn fucking hero, baby.
It's all in it's all in the Lifetime movie, Eric.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, my God.
Wait, Fred the Baker or the guy?
The guy. Okay. This guy was fascinating.
Oh, please tell me more.
So he's born in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Where is that?
He was in the U.S. Army Signal Corps during World War II. He studied at the dramatic workshop at the New School, where his classmates
were Mario Mario and Luigi Mario.
Tony Curtis, Ben Gazzara, and Rod Steiger.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And he just was the donut guy.
Ben Gazzara, hey, he's still making donuts, you fucking cheap fuck. I'm Ben Gazzara, and I'm drunk, and it's Saturday, baby. Why don't you make me a fuck? Hey, go home and get your donuts.
Apparently, he fucking... Oh, yeah. Oh, weird. That was that guy? He's the fucking jewel salesman in Marathon Man. He's got scenes with Olivier.
Oh, nice.
He called working with Olivier in Marathon Man the most wonderful experience of his life.
Wasn't he the old waitress in Husbands?
Oh, my God. Nah.
Surprising.
Oh, man, so that's just a nice little... Michael Vail, time to make the donuts. Long dead.
Definitely.
Long dead.
Yeah.
He should have had a cartoon spinoff.
That would have been amazing. We could actually see him make those donuts in a weird way. You know, the holes in the donut.
1,300 television commercials.
Good for him.
Fucking it with Fred the Baker.
Yes, thank you, Chris. He definitely fucking
he might have left the...
He fucked the donut.
He might have left this earth with more money than Ben Gazzara.
He definitely did.
Thinks he's hot shit. How much are you getting for a Cassavetes movie? You get paid in fucking cigarettes.
Yeah, that's true. Nothing. Yeah. Cigarettes and warm beer.
He was like Scrooge McDuck, except for his all cigarettes. He just jumped into
it. Oh, ew, that's amazing.
And this guy was like Scrooge McDuck, but with donuts.
Man, just a fucking... vault filled with donuts.
Both will give you heart disease, FYI.
Cigarettes are actually better than a vault of donuts because those donuts, man, they're going to fucking mold and shit.
Yeah, that's
true.
They'll
get stale and then you jump in, dude, as hard as a rock, you'll break your neck on those stale donuts.
That's true.
I'm Scrooge McCigarette.
Oh, I'm Glum Lung.
Ben Gazzara's enemy, Glum Lung.
Oh, awesome.
This episode was stupid.
It was.
Of our program.
Yeah, of course, sure. Absolutely.
Was anybody embarrassed watching this Puss in Boots cartoon?
Just on the side of no. This show's cute enough for kids. It's pretty innocuous. It's fine. It's not really... It's not good. I'm not going to watch it. I'm not a baby, but if I was a baby, maybe I'd like it.
Says you, dude.
I mean, I think it is a good... I'm on the side of no, too, because as compared to something like The Boss Baby, I wasn't, like, grossed out by this.
Exactly.
It avoids other than the pig hair. Pig hair was pretty gross.
That's
but
our problem, not the cartoons.
Yeah, that's not that. But, yeah, it's like a normal kids cartoon, which I kind of appreciated.
Yeah, I agree with both of those sentiments, but I think the pig hair was great. very nice to look at. I could, you know, hopefully when, I mean, I'm not going to watch any more of this, but I hope there's a sequence where wind travels through that pig hair.
Oh, I bet
but
there is, dude.
It is better than the Shrek movies.
Yes.
I will say that.
Sure.
Much.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't embarrassed. I think I agree with everybody in the room here on this. It was nice that it wasn't like gross. There's no gross out humor. I didn't like the whole best friend thing. Like, that's like trope in cartoons and other stories that I've seen a bunch of times. So maybe it was like a bad episode. Although I looked, that character appears in like fucking 40 some odd episodes.
Oh, no, thank you.
Toby is around. But I just would have preferred a fucking Michael Vail voicing the fucking Fred the Baker in a cartoon.
Yeah.
He should have had his own cartoon.
Right, or Michael Vick.
Michael Vick and the Pound Puppies.
Yeah, there it is. That's Lord. I was gonna say it, then I didn't, and that's exactly Lord. Why. Look Lord. How upset they are.
Oh my God!
Not sleeping tonight. Fuck you.
That is Animation Damnation for the month of April. Thank you so much for continuing to support this weird Patreon journey we are on here at We Hate Movies. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.